Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. Ceremonies are being held across Normandy today to mark the 65th anniversary of D-Day. Americans, British, and French veterans will attend a number of events. President Obama will be there later today. And joining us from Normandy Beach at this moment is the BBC's defense correspondent, Rob Watson. Rob, can I hear ocean breezes and waves crashing behind you there?
That's exactly what you can hear. I'm standing on Omaha Beach, which I guess as many listeners will know was the place where many American troops landed on June 5th, 1944. And of course, Omaha Beach was the bloodiest of all the landings. And when you look out, as I'm looking now on this vast expanse of beach, you realize just what it was that these young men went through. Quite extraordinary. Nowhere to hide at all from the German gunfire.
And are there still pillboxes and machine gun nest concrete bunkers on the beach?
Not on the beach as such, but you can certainly see the reinforcements nearby, and where so many guns open fire on these young men. But you know, something else, I've never covered this story before. It is quite extraordinary. If I could try and describe it to you, this is normally a pretty sedate corner of northwest France. At the moment, it's just full of people in American Second World War era military vehicles and in dressed as American soldiers. It is quite a sight on these narrow country lanes of this area. It's just like being back in the Second World War era.
All right. Well, Rob, well, President Obama's arriving later today. Can you give us a sense about some of the controversy? Well, there's enough controversy surrounding Gordon Brown right now, but there's also some controversy surrounding the Queen attending the memorial ceremony.
Oh, they got into a terrible mix-up with the invitations, didn't they?
Oh,
yes, she wasn't invited.
Oh.
And at the last minute, President Obama said, hey, what about the Queen? They obviously got on real well at Buckingham Palace. So he then said, come on, France, come on, Britain, you need to get the Queen along. She can't make it, but she is sending along the heir to the throne, Prince Charles. So it's all been a bit ugly, but I guess you could say it's all coming right in the end.
Does Her Majesty give a reason when she can't attend something so important to so many of her generation, or does she just send Prince Charles?
Well, normally she does like to come, and I think Buckingham Palace had made it clear that she was very, very miffed that she wasn't invited. The excuse that was offered is that it was all hopelessly last minute because President Obama had been supposed to be here in April when he was at the NATO summit.
It's the 65th anniversary. Haven't we had 65 years to...
So we had to go on. He rescheduled it, and that's the problem.
Excuse me, Rob, I'm just a little surprised by that. Didn't they have 65 years to plan this?
No. Well, you would think that. But normally they celebrate the 50th, 60th, and I guess they were planning to have a big one on the 70th. It's all been kind of thrown askew by President Obama saying that he wanted to be here, and that sort of wrong-footed everyone, if you like, because you got to understand that the machinery of government in Europe and the machinery of royal palaces, I think it works pretty slowly.
And this could be the last major anniversary for quite a lot of vets, both there in Britain and in France and in the U.S.
Absolutely. Indeed, we were just at a military cemetery, and we saw that a lot of these people are getting on. And that's why so many of the people, certainly so many of the British veterans, were anxious that the Queen should be here. But Prince Charles is going to be here, so they're all happy about that. And she will definitely be here in another 5 years, if all is well.
Oh, good. Well, Prince Charles will be there. We're all happy about that. BBC's defense correspondent Rob Watson on the beach in Normandy, the 65th anniversary of the Allied invasion of Normandy. The president will be there later on today for ceremonies, and I guarantee you, for photo ops.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.